So perfectly healthy 55-year-old woman says to me, what kind of numbers are we looking at, intraperitoneal versus non-intraperitoneal? What numbers would you give her for problems locally from the catheter?
We've gotten better with the catheter. If you look at more contemporary data from other centers, it's probably about 10 to 15% of the time that we have catheter failure.
Failure or infection?
It could be either that causes us a problem to discontinue therapy with the catheter.
From the patient's point of view, is it morbid? Is it life-threatening? Is it a pain in the neck? What does it fit in when
I
you have
think pain
problems?
in the neck probably summarizes it the best. They do have more intra-abdominal pain having that catheter in there. It's not so much pain as it is just sort of a nuisance. It's discomfort.
How long is it in for?
It's in throughout the course of therapy. We generally put these
Which is how
in,
long?
we usually give 6 cycles.
So that's what, 6 times 3?
Right.
So during that time, are they walking around or are they
Oh,
just have
sure.
everything taped to their belly and all? How often do they get the
We
treatment?
very often use, different centers use different catheters, but I most commonly use a vascular type port that we put into the peritoneal cavity in the right upper quadrant. And so, of course, that's then supported cast, so it's buried under the skin, and we use a Huber needle for access, so they don't have anything dangling out their abdomen.
So that's what you'd say about local issues. What do you tell them comparatively, systemic versus, is it intraperitoneal alone or with systemic usually?
Well, remember, when we say IP versus IV, we don't mean all the therapies given IP
Right.
because a component of it's still given IV, but the majority of it's given IP.
So what do you say to the woman when she says, okay, what about everything else? And you've talked about what goes on in my belly. What about how I'm going to feel, systemic, everything else? How would you compare it?
I discussed the quality of life data with them from the trials, and clearly the quality of life is lower if you take the therapy intraperitoneally.
Because of systemic problems or the catheter?
I think both. I think that the large part of it, though, is systemic. I think there is more fatigue. I think that if you look at the rate of infection, it's about 3 times as much. The rate of grade 3, 4 neuropathy is about 3 times as much. So those are significant factors to consider because neuropathy, obviously, if you're a long-term survivor, has significant impact because that neuropathy may not clear to zero.